This is Wade Brethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Social media and free speech. I don't use TikTok, but I know it's hot. I've watched one video that one of our nephew's children put together. It was cute. Supposedly it was a riff on something else, but I didn't get the cultural connection, so I was clueless. Here's what I know from Boomerville. For all the heavy breathing and fist on the table slamming by politicians from local school boards to state legislators and governors to members of the House of Representatives to I'll sign it if it gets this far, President Biden, a ban is just not going to happen. First, there's the fact that TikTok has almost 150 million users in the United States. For all their huff and puff, they can still count, and they aren't going to blow the house down on 150 million people, even if a bunch are not yet old enough to vote. Secondly, these same big bad wolves are clearly pushing for a deal. The first gambit was moving all the U.S. sensitive data to U.S. based servers and control. TikTok has supposedly spent about $1 billion on its so-called Texas project, a joint venture with Austin based tech company Oracle, working to implement that workaround. The other shot for a deal was trying to force ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, to sell the U.S. franchise to an American. Not surprisingly, Chinese government has said clearly, not on my watch. TikTok has made accommodations, so I'm betting when the chips are down, they will account for something, even if there's an additional level of governmental surveillance of their data collection and security operations. Finally, there's the whole free speech thing and social media thing that can't be ignored or shoved down a hole. Red staters led by the Republican attorneys general from Louisiana, Missouri, are now arguing a case before the Supreme Court on whether or not there was an infringement on free speech when the government lobbied Twitter, Facebook, and the like to take down misinformation about COVID-19 and vaccinations. The justices haven't ruled, but early reports indicate that they aren't buying. The government argued they had the right to free speech as well in talking to the companies, and the justices' questions focused on the issue of coercion. If the government wasn't threatening but just lobbying, what's the harm? Face it, if the government allows Elon Musk to be Mr. Crazy Man on all kinds of issues on his ex-Twitter, so they are certainly not opposing free speech. When it comes to the bottom line, TikTok will argue free speech as well, and they will have an excellent chance of winning. This is really all about China fear-mongering. If you start tallying up all the products in hand, house, and business that say, made in China, where will this end? They have been everywhere for years, and even though U.S. imports are down, they are not out. Eventually, business, like politics, will beat politics. The only difference is this time, the free flag is flying, but the free speech slogan. It'll only be a matter of time before they give in. This has been Wade Rathke. The politicians will line up and salute. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.